Hey everyone, my name is Aiden and I got something new for you. From 80s Korean to Taiwanese shoegaze and Japanese Vocaloid, I'll be curating you to the deepest corners of the East Asian music scene. At Warigari on CFRC 101.9 FM, music never stays in one place for long. I'll see you Monday, 3 p.m. 다음에 또 만나요. I'll see ya. You are now listening to Warigari Radio, CFRC 91.9 FM, where music never stays at one place for long, delivering you to the every corners of the Asian music scene. And today I got some new releases for you, and I'm going to be specifically focused on the new Yurishika album, Second Person. This one was released on March 4th, and this was their full album in about, the first full album in about 3 years. And this record features around 22 tracks and is connected to an epistolary novel written by the composer Enbuna, with the songs unfolding like letters within a story. And I'm going to be reading through only a part of them, but hopefully you guys get the best experience out of this album. If you guys like the album on the show today, please make sure to listen to the full album. It's a really nice experience. And I'll just do a little bit of storytelling in a way, because Yurishika is known to treat music like literature, something to read, feel, and try to slowly piece together. And what I'll be reading are official descriptions or kind of a synopsis of the album that Yurishika released. Okay, I'll just get this song through. The first song is Become a Cloud. Enjoy. There's a brown envelope in front of you. When you open it and check inside, you see several folded sheets of manuscript paper. Suddenly, you feel an urge to read through them. Fourth track, Devilishness. devilishness and an extremely playful trumpet-led festivity throughout the song. I'm sorry, I kind of wanted to set you guys up after that beautiful first track, Become a Cloud, kind of straight into what kind of music Yoroshika usually makes. Yoroshika does make beautiful, beautiful, ambient, chill songs like Become a Cloud, but they're known for their uplifting and full of emotion in a very positive way kind of songs. In my opinion, it's like going to a really open field and running around with it with your best friends, like best of the best friends, and you have nothing to worry about. That's what Yoroshika kind of feels like to me. But the reason why this song is called Devilishness, in my opinion, is that there's not really sufficient word to translate this in English. It's like kind of femme fatale, extreme charm kind of way in Korean and Japanese. But if you look at the lyrics indicate that this devilishness is not malice, but rather a kind of a charm that you just can't refuse, right? It sings about this person who shines so bright that they can't, they paint everything like a ruby. Like, it's like a femme fatale vibe. You're so bright. Just paint the world. Like, those kind of songs, you know? And I hope you enjoyed that last song. That's one of my favorite tracks from this album. Actually, probably my top three. And I'll move on to the next song. And after that, we're going to take a quick promo break. And we're going to take a big jump from the... So that was the fourth track of Second Person. And we're going to take a big jump and take to track 18, Hitchcock Re-Recording. Enjoy.
雨の匂いに懐かしくなるのは何でなんでしょうか懐かしい家族とも寝が覚めくのは何でなんでしょうか人に笑われたら涙が出るのは何でなんでしょうかそれでもいつか報われるからと思えばいいんでしょうかさよならって言葉でこんなに胸を裂いて
強くするなんて全部決めでした。ああ、この先どうでもいいわけなくて現実だけがちらついて懐かしくて、これでも本当にいいんですか。このまま生きてもいいんですか。そんなの君にしかわからないよなんて言われますか。ただ夏の匂いに目をつむりたい。いつまでも風に吹かれて。
This is a re-recorded version of the 2018 Yoroshika song Hitchcock. And in this song, you can really see the progress, the evolution that Sui's, the vocal Yoroshika, goes throughout the years. In the 2018 version, she uses this nasal voice style that emphasizes this endearing and delightful personality in the song. But over the years, Sui's changed her vocal style, more reliant onto her chest voice, delivering a very solid and strong emotional sound. Sui's herself became much more mature too. I think she's born in 1995, so she was only 23 years old when she made Hitchcock. But now she had gone older, so she can deliver much more emotions. Like, she became a better musician in a sense, I believe. There is still good things about the 2018 version, but Hitchcock is about losing dreams and ambitions as you become an adult and singing about that grief, right? So I really do prefer the delivery that the new version has. Yeah, and I'll move on to promos quickly. I'll see you guys in about 3 to 4 minutes. Have fun.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a song from The Bloody Monster Club, the newest album released by Kingston-based solo artist Ethan Churchill. It's a collection of 9 songs loosely falling under the indie rock genre, drawing on influences from 80s pop to surf rock, punk, funk, and more. Ethan wrote and recorded the full album on his own between 2018 to 2023 and recruited his talented friend and fellow local musician Jordan Bulos of Nison and Mishmash fame for mixing and mastering. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Bloody Monster Club on your favorite platforms and enjoy the title track with us here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. You are now listening to Warigari Radio at CFRC 101.9 FM, where music never stays at one place for long, delivering you to the every corner of the Asian music scene. You know, I'm a bit tired of talking about the songs themselves only, so I'm going to just yap a little bit, you know, if you guys don't mind. I want to be a fun host, right? But I don't want to bore you guys either, so I'll keep these short. Okay, anyway, so you know I've been going to the campus Asian restaurant called Cow, and I'm a big fan. I've been going literally like every day since I've enrolled in this school. I love their pad thai. Actually, their pad thai was like initially really, really bad at the start of the semester, but I think they got a new chef or they revamped their recipe or something, and now it just tastes fantastic. I literally have it for lunch every day, right? But I just noticed on this Friday, like last Friday, I noticed that they have a reward system. So if you have 10 menus, like you can get one menu for free, right? Like, look, I've been literally going to this restaurant every day, so I literally have purchased 80 TAMS in here. Oh, for the people that don't go to Queens, TAMS is like the cash equivalent for campuses. I'm sure you guys all know that at Queens. But I could have gotten 8 free pad thais, you know, 8 free pad thais. I've literally had 80 pad thais here. Like, what's 8 more pad thais, right? Okay, like, I am very carb loading here, but I don't know. I just can't stop eating pad thais. It's noodles. It's sweet. It's nice. I always order with extra cilantro too. It's delicious. You guys should all try Kale Pad Thai. Like, it just has a terrible reputation since campus because of like how terrible the food was initially, like at the start of the semester where everybody was trying the food out. Personally, Cow is the best TAM in campus, guys. Like Lazy, Loco, they're all frauds. Like, Cow is the goat. Anyways, I was very disappointed that I couldn't get 8 more free pad thais. I got it now, but I'll be having 10 more pad thais and one extra one for free, right? Okay, so now I'll move on. Sorry about the yap. Let's move on to the next song. Yurishika's most streamed song on Spotify, Sunny. Enjoy. Bye.
くまた遠くまで。
So that was the 8th track, Haru, translated as Sunny. It's Yoroshika's most streamed song on Spotify right now, not only because it's an opening of an extremely popular Japanese animation called Frieren, but just because the song is very, very good. Personally, I was in so much awe when I heard the song for the first time. It just had such an amazing guitar tone, that clean tone at the beginning. I was like, oh my god, guitars can sound like that? That is beautiful. Like that Japanese guitar tone, that clean tone, I'm still amazed by it. I bought a Telecaster because of that, you know? And just that mature voice that Suisse uses in this song, which stands out in the vocal outro, like that vocal isolation outro. I just can't get over it. It's just amazing. But personally, I did develop this kind of like a tiredness over the song because I overplayed it so much. And also because this song doesn't really stand out in this album specifically. I mean, it stands out. It stands out too much. You know, it doesn't fit into the vibes of this album at all. This album is about a disciple and a teacher and the progress from this adolescent to adulthood. But this song, you know, is just an anime opening. Not only an anime opening, but an amazing song. But it just doesn't fit into the lyrics and the themes that the rest of the songs have. It just stands out because not only that I overplayed it, but, you know, the lyrics don't match either. But it is undeniable that it is one of the greatest Yoroshika songs that they ever released. Suisse's vocals, if I play this on a hot summer day, it's going to hit me like a cold breeze. I'm going to love it, right? And yeah, like that was the most popular Yoroshika song, if you guys haven't heard Yoroshika yet. And then we'll move on to the next track. We'll take another jump, track 20, Plover. I love this one.
Bye.
I saw your flyer. If it's all right with you, could you perhaps critique my work? Thus begins a strange correspondence between a boy who writes poetry and a teacher well-versed in literature. You must now find a single grain of amber in an unimaginably vast sea of sand. Guided by the teacher's words, the boy gradually comes to understand language and the world around him. But one day, he notices a faint sense of unease hidden within their exchange of letters. The quiet correspondence slowly leads toward an unexpected truth. Sir, what kind of person are you? Track 9, Forget It, and track 22, the last song, To the Sea. This album is structured around letters being exchanged between characters. So the idea of you, which is the second person, becomes really central. Many of the songs feel like they are written to another person rather than simply expressing the singer's own feelings. In my interpretation, the teacher that the student grows upon isn't just one person. It's their friends, parents, lover, everyone around them. I learn things from you, and every piece of me is another piece of you. You learn things from me, and a piece of me is one of many pieces of you. That's what I thought this album wanted to say with these loads of emotion into it. But I will have to listen to this album multiple times and try to read over the lyrics to get another interpretation that maybe comes up. If you ever listened to this album and you thought there was a different interpretation, please don't hesitate to message me on the Warigari Radio Instagram. Please follow that too, you know. And yeah, overall, I really like this album. I want to give this album a solid 8. It has a really nice pre-release hit, and the amazing ambience and the unique orchestration and the brass included sounds, I love them. Lyrics are amazing, vocals are great as always, and there are incredible riffs from Mbuna. But except for the new vocal style that Suiza's adapted, the album doesn't feel that special yet. They had orchestras and brass sections for playful songs before, and it just kind of feels like Zutomayo. It just feels too close to Zutomayo. Personally, I feel like if Mbuna had a little more artistic freedom in kind of illustrating the story in a melancholic way, using ambient tracks in the album like Become a Cloud and like To the Sea more, I definitely would have given this a 10. Like, I would have really liked those ambiences in the middle of the song so I can like switch between emotions. I really like those. And that concludes our Yoroshika review section for today. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Please take a listen to the newest album, Second Person. I strongly suggest it. And now let's just take a quick PSA break, and I'll be playing new songs and artists playing at Canada. I'll see you.
Did you eat today? If yes, you can thank Ontario Farmland. Ontario Farmland provides local foods and local jobs for millions of Ontarians. But our farmland is under threat. Every day, 319 acres of farmland is lost. Over the past 35 years, 2.8 million acres of farmland have vanished forever. At the Ontario Farmland Trust, we fight to preserve farmland. Visit us at OntarioFarmlandTrust.ca.
Welcome back. You are now listening to Warigari Radio CFRC 101.9 FM, where music never stays in one place for long, delivering you to every corners of the East Asian music scene. So now I'm going to play some new songs and some artists that are coming to Canada. And first off, we have Zutomayo's Media Noche. Very close to Yoroshika's style, in my opinion. It's very like high-skill band music. It's like the essence of Japanese music too. Amazing vocalist, and it is substantiated by like really, really good compositions of songs, right? Let's get into it. Media Noche.
Yeah.
Setomaya was formed in 2018 and became really popular online through animated music videos and their blend of like J-pop, jazz, rock, funk, and electronic elements. And their songs often feature like complex rhythms, colorful instrumentation, and quirky introspective lyrics about everyday emotions and relationships. I just want to say, they're amazing, amazing, amazing live musicians. They have the tightest bands I've ever seen, and they have such a unique sound too. They literally use a whole fan, and they attach a pickup. They attach a guitar pickup on this switch, and then they put that very close to the fan motor, and it makes sounds. It makes really, really funny sounds, but it's hilarious. You should totally see them online on YouTube. Also, the vocalist, Akane, she's a very interesting person. I think she's a very capable musician in the first place, but a lot of Japanese female musicians actually keep their identity hidden. It's a recurring theme between like musicians like Otto, Yama, Setomaya's Akane, and also Sui's, who has their face hidden. I think it's very interesting. I don't think their face affects their musical ability by any means, but I think it's also just a culture. And yeah, Setomaya, in my opinion, they're one of the best musical projects in Japan right now, and I really want to do an episode dedicated to them later too, right? And now we have YOASOBI's Running Into the Night. This is a very, very famous Japanese song, considered like a classic or something between like people that listen to J-pop. But the reason why I'm specifically bring these guys up is that they're coming to Oshiega soon. They're coming to the Oshiega Festival, their first Canadian debut. So in commemoration of that, I will be playing Running Into the Night. Enjoy.
Sayonara, Takeda.
Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it to Oshiega this year, so I won't be able to see Yoasobi's first Canadian debut. Ugh. Money is quite tight when you're working a minimum wage job during weekends in a golf club. But that is it for today, everyone. I really appreciate you guys listening today. And as I look back on it, today was just purely J-pop female vocalists. I guess we do have a theme today. I hope you guys enjoyed the vibe today, though. Thank you so much for coming around if you're still listening. This was Aiden at Warigari Radio, where music never stays in one place. Thank you so much.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local artist Piner called Odelia, a powerful pop rock track rooted in folk storytelling that confronts gender inequality, inherited expectations, and the radical act of self-trust. The new single arrives at a moment when conversations around women and 2SLGBTQ+ rights, autonomy, and power feel both urgent and necessary. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Odelia by Piner on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back. Revelation Radio. Explore the sound shaping subculture. Tune in to 101.9 CFRC Wednesdays from 11 to noon to uncover revelations mixed into music from across the alternative scene, underground, and across the globe.
Brothers, the revolution will be live.
Revelation Radio, Wednesdays at 11.
Vibes? You know about vibes?
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood. The mood.
With me.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood with me.
On radio.
CFIC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live?